Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
That makes me laugh every time. Are you ready for another rousing edition of Letters to Laura here on Star 98? You should be nervous about this, by the way, and I think you are a little bit.
Yeah, well, you have me all, like, wondering what is so shocking about this particular question, which anybody can always write in a question, no matter what it's about. You go to star98.net, you click on the Letters to Laura link, and then you can ask your question. You can do it anonymously, so if you are like, oh, I have something embarrassing I need to ask you, I mean, our lives are an open book, so you're not gonna embarrass me, but what is today's question?
This is Marsha. Marsha says, I've heard you say that you and Steve have been working together for about 12 years. I know
Isn't
you
that
are
crazy. Let's pause for a second just think about that.
Yeah.
You are the longest relationship I've ever had. Don't you feel good about yourself? I mean, not that you have a choice. Like, unless they get rid of one of us, you're stuck with me. But, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, wow. I feel honored. she goes on to say, I know you are friends outside of work, but what's the one thing that annoys you or that drives you nuts about Steve?
Do you want me to go?
You want me to go? Because I got a list. You want me to switch it,
turn
it upside down?
Things that you do that drive me nuts?
No, the other way. I can do a few things.
Yes,
on
I would
end.
Love to hear those,
No.
What are some of them?
Hey, the segment's not Letters to Steve. The segment is Letters to Laura. So, I can't wait for this. Let me get a good seat. Let me get my popcorn ready for this one. What drives you nuts about Steve? Here we go.
Okay. Well, I will say that out of all my co-hosts that I've had, and let me count them up, you're my third co-host in all my lifetime career on the radio. Two different country stations and now this station. I will say that I don't want to say I like you best just in case some of those other people are listening on the Star 98 app. I don't want to hurt their feelings. But I will say that you are my longest running co-host. So I have a lot more memories with you, which could make you my favorite. We get along very well.
Well, that's not at all the question. Are you going to get to the question?
I'm getting to it.
All right.
Well, interrupting would probably be one of those things that, you know, might be annoying. I was trying to be nice about this, but if you want me to be honest, that's number one.
Okay.
No. I think that we have a different idea of time sometimes. And I've talked about this before. When it comes to meeting for an event, or if we're riding together somewhere and we say we're going to meet at 5 o'clock, to me, that means we're going to meet at 5 o'clock. To you, that means you're in the parking lot at 4:30 texting me or voxing me or calling me at like 4:40 going, hey, you did remember we're meeting and riding together, right? And I'm like, yeah, at 5, right? What are you doing? Well, I'm here. So, you know, whenever. I'm just here, so take your time. Well, no, you wouldn't be bugging me if you wanted me to take my time, or you'd wait until 5 o'clock and then be concerned if I wasn't in the parking lot, which usually, you know me, I come rolling in at about 4:58, right on time to leave at 5 o'clock, like we agreed upon. You want me to keep going?
No, man, I would love for you to keep going. I would love it if you were able to keep going. That's not nearly juicy enough as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, another thing that annoys the crap out of me is that I bring in delicious, this is when we're working together, I bring in delicious cuisine to which all the building is like, oh, we can't wait for what she makes next. Her recipes are wonderful and delightful and just so delectable. And I'm running out of words to describe how wonderful all my food is. And Bill Rabior, he's always game. And you'll go, ooh, I don't know. It's yellow. I can't eat it. Oh, I don't know. It has the word casserole. I can't eat it. Ooh, there might be an onion that was grown next to whatever ingredients you made in that, so I can't eat it. Without even trying it.
Wow. I feel like I'm at
a roast.
You
want me to keep going?
Nah, that's good, I think. I don't think we have much more time. I feel like I'm at a roast. I feel like I'm being roasted. That's pretty awesome. Well, if those are the two things that annoy you the most, that I'm the, if you're not
five minutes early or late. I have more. Yeah. I'll share them next if you'd like me to keep going.
That's only if we get another letter.
Play Star 98. We're on Alexa, Google Home, or however you listen to music on your phone. The summer of backyard and beyond. Star 98.